Calling all detectives. A wealthy man had $5 million for charity. If I could prove that anybody in the world deserved charity. That is the problem on this page from my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. Don't think that every case a private detective like me, Jerry Browning, gets involves desperate crooks. Ephraim Frost's library looked like Grand Central Station with velvet carpets. I walked past about a mile of books and found Mr. Frost seated in a red leather wing chair. Ephraim Frost lived up to his last name. His smile was icy, his hair was snowy white, and what he had mostly was cold cash.
Browning, I'm an old man. When I die, I shall leave over $5 million after taxes. I have called you here to help me determine how that money shall be spent.
I sat down. Mr. Frost, I'm a detective, and you need a lawyer.
Don't trust my lawyers. Fact is, I don't trust anybody.
I stood up. Well, it's been nice meeting you. Frost waved a thin hand.
Don't get huffy, Browning. I know you're honest and I need your services. Now sit down and listen.
I listened. I heard the story of Ephraim Frost's life. How he'd started as a bobbin boy in a cotton mill 60 years ago and...
Before I retired from business, I owned the mills. But there's nobody I want to leave my money to. So?
He reached into the drawer of a table alongside his chair.
See these papers? They're the drawings and estimates for a $5 million tombstone. It's the most useless thing I can think of. But that's where the money goes. Unless I get concrete proof that people are good and decent, every dollar of charity you receive...
I receive?
Yes, you. You will dress in old clothes, start out from here without a penny in your pocket, stay out for 8 hours, and every dollar you bring back, I will match with $1,000 for charity. Naturally, your fee will be in proportion. Is it a deal?
I took a deep breath. It's a daffy deal, Mr. Frost, but you're on. I'm going to convince you that it would be a crime to put your money in a hunk of granite. And you know me, Mr. Frost. I solve crimes, but I also prevent them. An eccentric millionaire challenged me to prove that people were generous and kind-hearted. In one of the bedrooms of the Frost Mansion, my wacky client watched me empty my pockets. The door opened and a servant came in carrying a bundle wrapped in newspaper.
I managed to find the garments you requested, sir, in an establishment called Uncle Teddy's Resale Shop.
Old Ephraim grinned wickedly.
Leave them here, Benson.
I took my new wardrobe out of the package. Well, all I can say about those clothes is that they smelled disinfected. I put them on.
Now we'll see what kind of handouts you get. Remember, $5 million is your responsibility. Go to work.
I went, but not very far. I intended to test the old adage, charity begins at home. I headed through the shrubbery. Benson the valet opened the back door.
Beat it, you bum, before I call the police.
Not a very good start. And it got worse.
You can't fool me, pal. I've seen these Trambo get-ups before. That's how I had a dress for my lodge initiation. Sympathy I'll give you, but not a cent. Beat it.
I did. I headed for the corner of Elm and Vine, one of the busiest intersections in town. Saw a blind beggar standing in front of a drugstore. How's it going, buddy? The blind man put his hat in front of his face, removed his glasses.
Oops, I thought you were Eddie, my partner. He waits on 10th Street. Say, you look hungry. Come on.
The blind man led me into the drugstore, and we both sat down at the counter.
A double order of ham and eggs for my friend. Just give me coffee.
That was the start of it. I got fed by old ladies, old men, a young couple. But in money, I'd collected not even one thin dime. I tottered out of the business section to the park, sat down on a bench next to a man reading a newspaper. I took off my hat, leaned back, closed my eyes, and brooded. 6 of my 8 hours were up, and I had a full stomach, but no money. And then it happened. Somebody, I never did see whom, must have been struck by the mute appeal of my empty hat. Without a word of sermonizing, they dropped in a quarter and 2 thin dimes. 45 cents isn't much money, but to me, Jumpin' Jehoshaphat and General Jackson, that's a starter. Must have spoken out loud because the man who was sharing the park bench took one startled look at me and dashed away. I forgot about him almost immediately. A man carrying a microphone and a portable recording machine was coming down the path, followed by about 50 people. They all trooped over toward me.
Here he is, folks, the millionth man on the street.
That got a big hand from the crowd, and with good reason.
Congratulations to you, sir. You have just won $5,000.
Oh, me? Why, for what?
You're the millionth guest to witness Street Session, the spontaneous, unrehearsed radio program sponsored by Foam Flakes, the soap that's good enough to eat. Here, taste some.
It was no gag. There was an official-looking voucher to be presented at the Foam Flakes office where I could collect the money.
Here you are, sir, but... Hey, wait! Wait, Mr. Lee!
But I couldn't wait. I had to see a man about $5 million. I ran out of the park only to bump into the fellow who'd been sitting on the bench with me.
Boy, I was hoping you'd still be here. Remember that tip you gave me, Jumpin' Jehoshaphat and General Jackson, a starter?
Well, it sure was. Played them as a daily double combo. Here's your cut.
A man planted a $20 bill in my hand.
Don't worry, I won 200 smackers. This is my lucky day.
His lucky day? Maybe he was right. It was a good day for the race. The human race. Ephraim Frost was in his library.
The 8 hours aren't quite up, Browning, but I suppose you want to quit a bad job.
You're so wrong, Mr. Frost. I stopped because you haven't got enough money to cover your bet. I've collected over $5,020, every penny of it a donation. And that amount, times the 1,000 you promised...
is $5,020,000. Sit down, Browning. We have work to do.
We worked all night. We divided the money between orphanages, an old people's home, a sanitarium, a day nursery, and a summer camp for kids. What's more, except for a fee of $25, I threw in the Street Session prize money, with the provision that Ephraim Frost start his charities immediately. And then he could have the thrill of helping others while he was alive. Like I said, there's one thing about the American public. It gives away a lot of money, though not always in the way you might expect.